Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. Heading into our guest interview segment this morning, and I'm looking forward to hearing from Alan Stauffer with the LCSD2 Education Foundation. He's on the board of directors, and also in studio, Jason Horsley, the director of education for LCSD2. And they're introducing a brand new program through the foundation. It's called the Star Valley College Gateway, and it is ready to roll, the Star Valley College Gateway. Alan, let's start with you. Thanks for coming in studio. I know this has been kind of your baby and your idea, and tell us about the Star Valley College Gateway. What is this and how did it get started?
Well, I got interested in this idea when I visited my grandson in Texas and found out that he graduated from high school a couple of years early, and he also ended up with an associate degree. So at this point, he's in college in his junior year, and that saved him a heck of a lot of money. So I got interested in seeing how they did it, and we made contact with the program in Texas that runs these kinds of things, and I found out since that there are a lot of schools that are moving toward this. What's happening is they're getting it so that classes taken in high school can have college credit toward an associate's degree. And the reason you'd want to do that is that it can save the parents and the family thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Because it basically cuts out those first 2 years of school, right?
I mean, that's right.
So you're talking, you graduate from high school already with that associate's degree in place, and so you go from senior in high school to junior in college. Am I understanding that correctly?
That's correct. Now, it could be that some of the kids will not get it completed, and they can take the credits they have earned into, but we've learned from those who have used this program that it's a university will accept an associate's degree almost without question. But class by class, they will scrutinize very carefully and sometimes turn them down and not take them for credit.
Okay. Also in studio is Jason Horsley this morning. Jason's the Director of Education for LCSD2. So Jason, the foundation comes to you guys with this idea, and there's already been for quite some time some college courses offered through the high schools in District 2, but this sounds like it's trying to take it up to that next level, right?
Yeah, we're excited to talk about this with the foundation. You know, we've offered concurrent enrollment credit for quite some time. Right now, we have about 12 courses for around 27 total credits, and that's down from what we've had in the past at Star Valley High School. Some of our teachers that have the credential to give college credit have since retired, and we haven't been able to replace them with a teacher that has a master's degree or a master's degree and 18 credits towards a content area. So we have dropped down in the number of credits, and so partnering with the foundation, we're really excited to maybe increase the offerings at Star Valley High School for meaningful concurrent enrollment.
Okay. So, Alan, if I'm understanding correctly, kind of the first step for you guys to get this rolling with the district is to find those teachers that are willing to become certified to teach the college courses. Is that correct?
That's our biggest hurdle at this point right now. And so the foundation, and by the way, Jason is also a member of the foundation board. So what the foundation is seeking is we're proposing to raise money to make an incentive grant to good Star Valley teachers who want to get a master's degree and teach in this program.
And so how does that work? Are you fundraising? Are you looking for money to help pay for the education so that they can take that next step in their training and education?
We'll be doing fundraising and have campaigns and various ways of doing that. We already have a lot of good leads of people who would probably help finance this. We're also looking to the possibility that there are probably plenty of people in this valley, maybe who've moved here, retired here, who have master's or PhD degrees, may have been college teachers themselves that might be interested in teaching some of these classes in the high school. Already have two or three people that have indicated that they would be interested in that.
Okay. Again, in studio, Jason Horsley, Director of Education and part of the Education Foundation Board of Directors. Alan Stauffer also on the Foundation Board, talking about Star Valley College Gateway. So, Jason, how was this envisioning to work for the student then? Because they're already taking full-time studies just to get their high school coursework completed, right? And so how do you add this into that, and how does that work on the student side?
Yeah, so I think the way Alan kind of mentioned is we're going to try to reduce the cost for the parents by the students taking concurrent enrollment college courses while in high school. And so the more courses we can offer a student in high school, then the closer they are to getting that associate's degree. And you know, some students may not finish that associate's degree, but if we have the courses in the right content areas, then they're more likely to transfer to any university or college that they go to. And so that's what we're trying to do, is increase our concurrent enrollment offerings in specific areas that are meaningful. So in math, science, English, as well as business, and then our CTE offerings as well.
You know, I look at this from my time when I was in high school, graduating, going to college, and then, you know, from the parent standpoint, and the cost saving on tuition alone, housing, I mean, everything, all the costs associated with being a college student, you have the opportunity to cut out 2 years by the time you graduate from high school. That's a huge, huge deal, right?
It is a huge deal, and one area that we may not usually think about is room and board. I know when my kids went to college, that bill was higher for me than the tuition bill was in the colleges they went to. But under this plan, the students will stay at home they're at home for their high school years, but as they emerge from high school, if they've taken the concurrent classes, they will have the credits to receive an associate degree, or like Jason says, they may not quite have enough, but they can transfer what they've got. And we hope they'll have the associate's degree, because that'll make them much more transferable. And I expect we're talking about saving an average family $20,000 to $30,000 through this program, and maybe a lot more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. What about, these are just the generals, right, Jason, as far as the courses and classes they'll be taking? If they have a specific degree in mind, does that fluctuate the type of classes that they need?
Yes, we definitely will be targeting like a general associate's degree. And so that's our challenge, is we have to have teachers that have a master's degree in, you know, mathematics or in English or in science or in the social sciences to cover those cores. Those are the hardest ones to find. We actually are able to give college credit in some of our vocational courses. So we definitely need to target those in those areas of those cores in order to have teachers that are qualified to give the credit. And I think Alan mentioned it. We're also looking for people in the community that may be retired that have that credit, that aren't interested in teaching full-time, but maybe, you know, step it in during a trimester or two and helping out.
Perfect. Well, this is exciting. I think this is a big deal. I mean, it really is a game changer for high school education, what's available. So Star Valley College Gateway, they're ready to roll this out through the LCSD2 Education Foundation. Alan, Jason, appreciate you guys stepping in to tell us about this. Anything we missed that you'd like to mention about Star Valley College Gateway?
Well, I would just want to say that we're really excited about it. And as the cost of college and tuition nationwide is going through the roof, and people are having a tremendous problem paying off their college debt, what better way than this, than to get 2 years basically free by working a little harder while you're in high school with a concurrent class?
Yeah. Jason, that brings up a point I was going to ask and forgot. Who does pick up the tab for this for the student? How does the funding work for it?
So that's the great thing about the state of Wyoming. There's a mechanism that the legislature's put in place, and so concurrent enrollment through our community college system in the state of Wyoming is paid for by the state of Wyoming. So it is at no cost to the students, and so that's why we think this is going to be paying it forward. If we can support teachers in getting that advanced degree in order to give that credit, it'll just pay off for generations for our students to be able to receive free college. college credit in our high school.
Do you anticipate this being ready to go by next school year, or what's the timeline for this?
Yeah, we're currently offering concurrent enrollment. We just need to find the targeted the teachers and then obviously raise the money to support them in getting those advanced degrees. Some are closer than others, and some, you know, we'll start from scratch. So we'll just target those teachers that are interested and move from there.
All right.
And we'd like to hear from anyone out there who likes this idea and would like to give us some suggestions and some help, and anybody that's interested in maybe teaching a class, be sure and look us up.
Excellent. That's Alan Stauffer and Jason Horsley from the LCSD2 Education Foundation and Star Valley College Gateway. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.